Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on prayer is prayer precedes the spectacular. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Acts chapter 9 and verse 40. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning towards the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes and seeing Peter, she sat up. I have in recent times come in contact with a lot of people, many young people who yearn to operate in the spiritual. Some genuinely for the glory of the Lord, some more obviously not. The truth about operating in the supernatural effectively is that prayer must be your constant companion. In our anchor scripture today, Peter was called because a woman had died. Now the Bible says when he came into the room, he got down on his knees and prayed and then raised her from the dead. Prayer will always precede the supernatural. If you will not spend time in prayer, you will continually be mediocre in the things of God, and you will keep accusing people who exhibit God's power as being fake or excessive. Prayer is the seed you sow for the anointing. It was this Jesus knew that made him frequent the place of prayer. It was this the apostles knew that made them dedicate themselves to prayer, fasting, and the word. We still have men and women on the earth today who are raising the dead, who are healing the most unlikely of ailments, men and women who have paid the price. Sadly, we also have a generation of people who have never seen nor experienced the power of God and so no longer think it is possible. The time is coming when the signs and wonders will return in the way it was in the days of old, but that will only happen when all Christians realize that nothing spectacular will happen until we pray, as in really pray. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for this word. Lord, I pray for an awakening for everyone listening in today, that we may stop majoring in minors and get into the place of prayer. I pray that through our prayers, countries, nations, territories will come to your saving power. I pray that as we pray, you will confirm the words that we go out to speak with signs and wonders. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.